What is it about the running back position then?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
That seemingly fight for value in a way that other positions have not been forced to. Austin.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Let's compare. If I'm looking at some of the backup receivers out here that are still making more than me, and I'm the starter, I get more carries, I touch the ball more, I have more of an impact, that's going to piss me off.
Earlier on the show, five-time World Series champion David Cone. Coming up, ESPN NFL analyst Damian Woody, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chat with David Cone in hour number one. He does not think the Angels have, as he said, the stomach to trade Shohei Ohtani.
That's what David Sampson said. Didn't think Artie Moreno has the guts to do it.
I'm going to dive into that subject. By the way, not just later on in the show, every day between now and August 1st.
And the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else are we talking about?
He's on the mound tonight. So
he is indeed.
Let's see how
against
it goes.
The Astros,
yeah.
Who are five in front of the Angels.
Big series.
It is. And then the Yankees come into town, and he'll take the mound against them as well. And they're four back of the Yanks. Astros and Blue Jays have the same record. They hold the final two wild card spots. Orioles is up five on those guys.
They're so good. I bet
Orioles. Orioles have the same amount of losses as the Rays.
I think the Orioles end up winning that division.
I do too. I love watching them play. Yeah. They're really good.
Really fun.
The O's, as they might say in Baltimore. And there's two O's in our next guest's name. I have no other way to make the transition.
Well done.
I'm sorry. I don't know how else
something.
To do it.
Yeah, you found something.
Formerly of the New York Jets and your Patriots, Chris, where you guess you know. You did something like win the Super Bowl.
Cool. Right. Thanks.
In between sports centers, fresh off of First Take today from the worldwide leader in sports, Damian Woody, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you been, Damian?
I'm good, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I am doing just fine and dandy. Why don't the Jets want to do Hard Knocks, Damian? Why?
I don't know, Rich. I mean, like, honestly, I thought, when we did it back in 2010, it was a blast. It really was, man. It was obviously we had a lot of juicy storylines with Reeves' holdout and, you know, all the different characters and personalities we had on team. But the one thing that Rick's talked about was, man, if we're gonna do it, let's go all the way with it. Let's have some fun with it. We did all types of crazy stuff, shake weights and all, you know, pranks and, you know, you had everything in there, man. And so I think sometimes these guys. I know there's a lot of pressure on the Jets this year when you're acquiring Aaron Rodgers and everybody wants to be, you know, kind of buckled up and everything. But this is an opportunity, man, to kind of expose and let everybody see what this organization is really all about. So just embrace it and have fun with it.
Well, I mean, they made the splashiest splash of the offseason, if not the last few offseasons. And I understand what happened the previous offseason with Tyreek Hill going to the Dolphins and Devontae Adams going to the Raiders, even though Rodgers did return to Green Bay. But this is as big as it gets. And there won't be a situation where an NFL Films camera is in front of Rodgers and he says, turn it off. And the guy or lady holding the camera says, tough. So you want to go ahead and lay out for those listening and watching right now, what is it like to be on Hard Knocks, Damian?
Yeah, man. Listen, I think that first of all, the people at NFL Films, they're the best in the business. They do a really good job of kind of blending in behind the scenes and making you feel really uncomfortable. And they're not going to ask you to do anything that you're really not comfortable doing. You know, that's the thing that a lot of people need to understand about this. They're very accommodating. They understand that you're in training camp and you're in a grind and all those type of things. So, you know, when they do request to talk to you and, you know, some players are going to get it more than others. They're very conscientious of your time and you going about your business. So it's a pretty cool environment. They stay behind the scenes, do their thing. And ultimately, when the product comes out, man, it's really cool. I mean, it's really cool, man. So, again, I had a great time with it, and I know a lot of other guys on the team did as well.
And as you mentioned, when the Jets were on Hard Knocks, Revis was holding out. And I do remember that was pretty damn awkward. And certainly from a fan's point of view, watching it, infuriating. With the news yesterday that the Jets signed Quinnen Williams and that he's as happy as Rodgers, that's huge, Damian. That was huge. to check that box?
Yeah, man, it's huge for a variety of reasons. Number one, you know, obviously you don't have the awkwardness of not having, you know, Quinn locked up long term. If that situation hadn't played itself out the way it did, he would have been one of them. What's it called? Like a lock in, what guys do now. That, you know, it would have been a situation like that. But now all of that is off the table. You got your best player signed to a long term deal. And by the way, I think this is like the first time in I don't know how long with the Jets where, you know, they had a first round guy, homegrown talent, to sign to a second contract, which is big for the Jets organization. So you don't have to worry about that distraction moving forward.
Damian Woody from ESPN here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so the one thing that concerns me about how it's not going to work out is that line up front, because nobody talks about that. We're all talking about Rodgers and how he got a lot of the receivers that he's familiar with and happy with, and Breece Hall coming back. Nobody talks about that line up front. Obviously, you can, so go for it. What's going on there, do you think?
Well, I think that's the biggest question mark with the Jets, to be honest with you, is the offensive line. You know, I think, you know, the one thing, it's not for a lack of resources. I think Joe Douglas is, since he's become the general manager of the Jets, he's poured a lot of resources into the offensive line. I think they got a lot more depth than they did last year, but they got some question marks, you know, particularly at the offensive tackle position. You got 38-year-old Dwayne Brown, who's coming back off a torn rotated cuff. So, you know, at that age, you got to wonder, you know, can he hold up for 17 games this year? And then, obviously, Mekhi Becton, who's, you know, the former first-round pick, Joe Douglas's, you know, first, you know, pick as a general manager, he's missed basically 2 years of football. He's in great shape, by the way. He's in terrific shape, but anytime you've missed 2 years of football, there's a big question mark. So, you know, those are the things that you know, that's going to bear watching. I think that's the biggest story in training camp is the offensive line. I know it's not the sexiest thing, but it's the thing that's most relevant as it relates to the New York Jets.
Well, in terms of two words that aren't usually associated with the Jets, few holes, two words that aren't normally associated with Becton, great shape. What do you mean by great shape? Is he truly in great shape? Is that actually occurred? Okay.
Yes, he's in great shape. He really is. He's you know, rededicated himself. Obviously, you know, you missed 2 years and of not playing football, and on top of that, they didn't exercise his fifth-year option. So he's in a contract year. And so, you know, he basically changed everything. Rich, he's lost, like, you know, 60-plus pounds. Like, he's just completely transformed his body. Looks really good. You know, now the next thing is you got to go out there and do it with the pads on. You know, anyone can look good in underwear football. Now you got to go out there with when you got to go out and move 300-pound men. That's the next step in this whole thing with Mekhi Becton. So hopefully he gets that done.
Damian Woody, two-time Super Bowl champ from ESPN here on the Rich Eisen Show. We were just talking going to break, Damian, about a report in New England saying that Belichick's close friends are worried about his job security going into the season. I laughed too, to be very honest with you. But what do you think about these 2023 Patriots as they are currently constituted in a very deep division as established?
Well, listen, I think the AFC East could, you know, you could make the case that it's the toughest division in football. We know what the Buffalo Bills are. Miami Dolphins have loaded up. Obviously, the Jets have traded for Aaron Rodgers, so they're gunning for it. And then there's the New England Patriots. You know, you look at the Patriots, obviously they added Bill O'Brien, I think was, you know, listen, last year, that was a disaster at the offensive coordinator position. And that was Bill Belichick's doing, by the way. So bringing in Bill O'Brien, I think that's going to help the offense out tremendously. But when you look at the Patriots, man, it's just like, who scares you on offense? You know, you got Juju Smith-Schuster, you got Devontae Parker, you know, Kendrick Bourne, Ramondre Stevenson, who I really like in the backfield.
That's the one. That's the one, Damian. If I had to peg somebody, it would be him. And that's why maybe adding Dalvin Cook or DeAndre Hopkins adds that juice. But that's not usually the move that the Patriots make, certainly right at the outset of training camp. That's kind of out of character.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, I love Ramondre Stevenson, but we're talking about in a passing league. When you don't have a threat on the outside, you know, that's troubling. Look at the rest of the division. Look at the weapons in the rest of the division. So, you know, listen, I don't subscribe to the job security thing with Bill Belichick. I do think that, listen, he has his eye on Don Shula's all-time record. But there are words from Robert Kraft that, you know, hey, there's expectations here. We are the New England Patriots. You know, we've been the preeminent franchise over the last two decades. So I don't think Bill Belichick would ever get fired, but I do think has the stove been turned up a little bit? Yeah, I do think so.
Damien Woody here on the Rich Eisen Show. Give me the NFC team you like. We're so focused on the AFC. The NFC team you like going into 2023 and training camp starting next week is?
I'm Rich. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a believer in the Green Bay Packers.
Okay. Okay.
I am.
Let's dig in. What do you got?
Listen, I don't subscribe to, you know, everyone has doom and gloom on the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, you know, going from Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, I get it. But here's what I also know. That is a very talented roster. Very talented roster. Mm-hmm. I think that defense is going to be very good. And they got a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. They got an elite offensive line. They got two really good running backs. They got wide receivers last year that showed you glimpses. If Aaron Rodgers had been in, you know, been in the offseason program, maybe those guys would have been clicking a lot earlier in the season. But they have weapons on the outside. They added to it in the draft. I think the Green Bay Packers are going to come out and surprise this year. I do. I think they're going to vie for the NFC North because they have that type of talent, and I'm a believer in their coaching staff.
And then how far do they go? Because obviously that's Jordan Love. Are you just describing to the fact that, you know, they're going to do it again at the quarterback spot with somebody who sat there for 3 years waiting on Hall of Famer? Are you really
thinking that?
What?
Listen, the chances of that where you just going to, you know, going from back to back to back as far as Hall of Fame quarterbacks, I'm not there. But I do think Jordan Love has a, you know, he's in a situation where he can be successful coming right out of the gates because he's surrounded by talent. He's been there 3 years. He knows the system. He knows the inside and out. He knows the guys on the team. He knows the personnel. He's comfortable with the personnel. So I think he has a chance to hit the ground running. They have talent on both sides of the ball. So that's the team I'm looking at, Rich. I'm looking at the Green Bay Packers to do well this year.
Yeah, I'm with you with that I think the receivers that showed some flashes last year will – I think be well served to have their quarterback be someone from their age peer group. I do think there is some plus to that, right? I mean, you've been in locker rooms left, right, up and down. Don't you think that there's going to be some sort of added benefit because of that, right?
Absolutely. And I also subscribe to guys making big jumps from year one to year two.
Okay.
And so we see the struggles that, you know, Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs, you know, had in year one, and they got better as the year went on. But I think now with a full offseason and working with Jordan Love in the offseason program, those guys can come out blazing this year as opposed to last year being rookies and not really having that chemistry with your quarterback, especially during the offseason.
So who has a more successful year? And by that I mean – threaten to win the division and then potentially win it, make a playoffs, win a playoff game, become a Final Four team in a conference. Which has a better shot to do that? The Packers with Love, Rodgers with the Jets. What do you got for me, Damien Woody? Let's go. What do you got?
I'm gonna go Jets with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Jets with Aaron Rodgers because you're talking about a Jets team that was had one of the best defenses in the league last year. Mm-hmm. And they're returning 9 out of 11 starters from that group. So they should be just as good, if not better, than they were last year. And, Rich,
yeah.
you watched the Jets game as well as I did.
Yes, sir.
The Jets quarterback situation was one of the worst situations in the league. And this team was still on the verge of making the playoffs late in December. And now you're telling me, oh, by the way, we're going to put Aaron Rodgers on this roster. Are you kidding me? Like, come on, man. Like a determined, ready-to-go Aaron Rodgers on this Jets roster? I'll take that all day, every day.
That's because, you know, Zach Wilson and Mike White and Flacco, when they all had to get in towards the end of the season, squandered the terrific start that they got off to because of how terrific that defense was in a place, by the way, like Green Bay. You know, Quinnen Williams was in, you know, Rodgers was in Quinnen Williams' lap like Quinnen was a mall Santa Claus, man, you know. So so that was huge, but they squandered that. And part of the reason why the Jets did get off to that start was not just the defense, is because of how terrific Breece Hall was. I mean,
absolutely,
before he blew his knee out, one of the best home run hitters to be drafted that I've seen in the 20 years that I've been in the NFL, and that's a fact. That is not Jets fandom coming out. I mean, the way he would hit a hole, the matchup problems that he created on a poor linebacker that got stuck on him, that's what I want to see in Hard Knocks. I don't know if the Jets will let that one out, but I want to see how Hall looks. I want to see if we can see how Hall looks in training camp, because if he looks the way that he looked last year and he comes back, and Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner, your reigning rookies of the year, are playing step-up type football in year two, man, that offensive line has to protect, just to bring it all full circle. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah, I can't understand how valuable Breece Hall was to the Jets last year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, anyone who watched the Jets, particularly on offense, Breece Hall was that guy. Like, he was the guy. He would have been the runaway offensive rookie of the year last year if he hadn't gotten hurt. And if he comes back right,
oh boy,
I mean, man, watch out. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't talking about how, you know, Zach was not reading defenses properly when Breece Hall was just blowing past second lines of defense. Obviously, it helped that the Browns blew that week two game against Flacco and the Jets. But put it all together, though, you think the Jets have a better shot at a successful season than the Packers would love, even though you think the Packers would love are being overlooked, just to put a fine.
Yeah, listen, I do. I think the Jets are a little bit further along. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers, the Jets defense is elite. They got weapons. They got weapons all over the place as well. So I get an edge to the Jets, but I just think that the Packers, people who are, you know, just down on Packers, think the Packers are going to be in fourth place, I think they're mistaken. I think the Packers are very talented, and they're going to be sneaky good this year, in my opinion.
Well, Damian Woody, thank you for the call. Go do your Sports Center thing, as you've already done earlier today. Great seeing you on First Take. Great seeing what you're doing. And look for more of my phone calls as the season approaches and goes through. Thank you.
All right, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Right back at you. That's Damian Woody, two-time Super Bowl champ, not with the Jets, but with Brockman's Patriots, right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Well, I mean, to be fair, wouldn't have any Super Bowl champions from the Jets on the show. So
this guy over there,
Joe Namath, has appeared on the show.
He has.
That's it.
Okay.
Man, you guys.
I'm just getting so riled up when I talk about the Jets.
Yeah, it's the first time you've been excited in your life.
Because it's real. Because this one's real.
Yeah, of course.
This one's real.
Great team.
The Rex Ryan years. Year two was real, coming off of a championship.
Yeah, that was real.
An AFC championship game appearance. I'm like, okay, this is real.
Yep.
Then they did it again, but of course wound up just shy of the Super Bowl, and then they haven't made the playoffs since.
I'm the general manager of the New
York
Jets.
There he is.
Let's get a snack.
John
snack.
Isaac, man.
Snack.
Yeah, did you see Mike Tannenbaum retweeted the news of Quinnen Williams signing his deal, and he said, it's great to be on Hard Knocks without a holdout.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, I bet.
That's when you don't want the cameras, when there's a holdout. Because then they could technically follow the said holdout at home. You know? But Not the Jets' problem this time around.
This time around, it's just,
well done to take care of that, man.
It's just, you know, it's all on your quarterback.
What's more likely? Also, my colleague from the NFL Media Group, Tom Pelissero, in hour number three. And your phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial, right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Let's do it.
Are you currently enjoying the show on the Stitcher app? Then you need to know Stitcher is going away on August 29th. Yep, going away, as in kaput, gone, dead. Rest in peace, Stitcher, and thanks for 15 years of service to the podcast community. So switch to another podcast app and follow this show there. Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
The caller there right now here on the Rich Eisen Show. Who is this person? Hello?
Hello, Rich. This is a guy that's not all that keen on French fries, but I want to tell you happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Is this
birthday to you. No, I'm going to sing a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, old Richie. Happy birthday to you and a whole lot more. It is your old pal, Joe Willie, Roll Tide and Go Jets name.
Joe, this is the greatest thing of all time. Thank you for doing this. How you doing?
I'm a fan. I've known you for a long time, and all of a sudden you've lived a long time, and I hope you live a whole lot longer, too.
Oh, my God, Joe. You don't have no idea what this means to me right now to get a call from you on my birthday. You know, I mean, thank you so much. I don't even know how to say it.
As one of your fans, you've got millions of fans out there these days, man. So keep up the good work. I love listening to you.
Thank you.
And seeing you on occasion.
I appreciate that, you know, because, you know, I was born the year you won the Super Bowl, Joe. That's the year I was born.
That was a good year. You see that? That was a very good year.
It was a good year and a day in the life. It was a good year and a day in the life for sure. But, you know, I'd love to be able to not have to say that, right? I'd love to be able to talk about some other championship other than that, Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that may come about. So once again, man, I don't want to take your time up here much. I know you're talking about some important things. But I love you. Happy
Thanks,
birthday,
Joe.
And I look forward to seeing you around camp.
Now that I see that again, was Namath Telescoing me?
Hey, I gotta go.
I know you got important stuff to talk about.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Let's take this phone call, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's take a phone call here. Justin in North Carolina, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Justin? Justin?
Hey, Rich, how you guys doing?
Hey,
what's going on?
Brother?
Not a whole lot, man. Long time fan and listener, Rich.
Thanks.
Just real quick before I get into my call, I want to tell you, man, every time you bring up Stuart Scott as a long-time North Carolina Tar Heel, a little release of serotonin happens. You know, I love Stuart Scott to death.
Me too.
Wanted to tell you real quick, Rich, I got my tickets to the joint Jets-Panthers, also long-time Panthers fan, practices. I wanted to offer my services to RES Consulting.
If okay.
you know, really want to know what's going on, I will be live, you know, in person and offer myself to do call-ins if that's what you need, Rich.
Well,
if I see something going on with Aaron Rodgers or any of the other Jets, because I know that's really what you care about.
I do.
Okay,
I just
wanted to offer that up to you.
No, I appreciate that. When are the Jets Panthers joint practices for which you have tickets?
August 9th and 10th. It's a Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh.
I had two tickets. My wife kept asking me to go with me, and I kept telling her, like, hold on, I need to try to get a hold of Rich just in case Rich wants to be my plus one.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you giving me.
You guys took a week off, and, you know, she finally was like, you know, she gave me the eyes long enough, and, you know, so I'm taking the wife with me.
By the way, even if we didn't have a dark week last week, I would have canceled that as part of RES Consulting. I would have said that was a wise maneuver.
Smart call.
So here's what's going to happen. You know, I'm assuming the practices happen between the hours of 12 and 3 Eastern. there in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. Where is it?
Spartanburg. Spartanburg. Wofford College.
There we go. Yeah. Of course, that's
what I was trying to tell the wife. It's going to be hot because that's why they go there.
Okay, very good. Yeah. So you're giving the missus no illusions. Just give a call, and we'll pop you on, and then we'll get some great 7-on-7 reports from you. How does that sound?
Absolutely, Riz. Absolutely, great to finally talk to you.
Right,
man.
Back at you. Thank you. Right.
I tell my wife, you know, I said that my shrink says that I have to listen to Rich five days a week. Right? You know.
And what does she? What does your shrink say? I'm listening.
I have to listen to Rich 5 days a week.
Very good. Thank you very much. Yeah. Appreciate it. You be well. That's Justin. Seems like a very well-adjusted individual with a shrink, understanding that his wife is front and center in his life.
Should probably bring her to things.
What would you rather go to? Jets, Panthers, practice, anything, TJ Jefferson?
Anything else. B.
Taylor Swift concert. See?
Jets, Panthers practice.
Yeah. What do you got against? Why aren't you? What do you got against Taylor Swift?
I don't necessarily have anything against Taylor Swift.
I mean, I'm the one that actually has something. You know, against Taylor. I just, if anyone
really like ask me if I would I rather go to see the Wu-Tang Clan. I'd be like, yeah, of course.
Let's go. Susie went to took Taylor, our Taylor, our Swiftie, to a Taylor Swift concert in Vegas, and
on this tour here.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And she says Taylor Swift is on as long as Springsteen.
Yeah, she plays it.
Like 3+.
Yeah. She plays it a ton.
3+.
You get what you pay for that concert.
And you can't.
Well, I would hope so.
And you've got to get there about 10 hours before if you want a sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah. Her merch
like
sells
her
out.
Her merch sells out like way in advance.
Oh, you know this.
Like you show up 2 hours before the concert starts and you're like,
wow.
They laugh at you like, yeah, we had that 7 hours ago.
You see my man Ron in the parking lot after the show.
Yeah, you got to get the Taylor Swift shirt.
No, that's not official gear with your man Ron.
Tyler Swift.
Tyler Swift.
Exactly. Tyler Swift.
Taylor Swift.
You get it. Don't sweat it. Look, if you're like six, you won't know the difference.
You wash
anyway.
Those things one time, they completely disintegrate.
One wash. Grand opening, grand closing on the sweatshirt.
Tyler Swift.
That's fun.
Sweatshirt. Official Tyler Swift. Tyler Swift
and you
gear.
And my man will hook you up for a fraction of the cost. Yeah, you got to pay inside.
Here's that $10. I always wanted to do that.
He'll sell him out the back of his trunk.
I'm surprised you didn't do that growing up, Mike.
No, I actually had the coolest
shirts.
Gig at the Springsteen concerts. I worked with the state police to catch the scalpers. And I was actually equipped when I was a cop. That was actually a fun gig I did.
Okay.
To catch.
Hang on.
Let's piece that together, Rich.
We're about to.
I love it.
We are about to.
See, this is where we unfold stuff.
Yeah. So.
So.
Let's dive in.
I was undercover.
Hold on a minute. First of all, I know Susie's on a flight, and she's calling in right now. Yes, hon? You there?
Come from the plane?
Hold on. Yeah. Suze?
Hi. I'm so bored. Our flight is delayed, so I heard you guys talking about Taylor Swift. So I thought I would call in.
Okay.
Also, the behavior of people trying to get on planes right now is so ludicrous, and people are so out of control of mood, but it's just, oh my God.
What happened?
Just people like pushing in line and cutting. And by the way, there are all these people that pretend that they need to get on board ahead of time, so they pre-board when they
Suze, you know what? You know, lines at airports aren't respected very much, but, you know, where it's just like you just walk up, like you don't even have to chat. You just cut. That happens a lot.
There's a gentleman sitting next to me on the plane.
Uh-oh.
He's lovely. He's on the way to see his family in Maine. And he and I were astounded at the amount of people who got on the plane ahead of time when they were perfectly fine. They were like cutting, going under the ropes. And the guy in charge was having none of it. But there was just incredibly rude behavior. I just thought I'd give you a live update on the Rich Eisen show. Nice.
Thanks, Suze. Greatly appreciate it.
The airport.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just so bored.
Well, when are we pushing back here? What do we got?
I don't know. I'm looking at the pilot.
Let me go on.
Looks like he's not in a huge rush.
Okay,
that's a good indication.
That's the thing, Susie. When it comes to the pilots,
is it Denzel
Washington? Want them to be very
Wait, you know, by the way, should I just read the text that I just read from you, or do I read it? Do I not read it?
Why? We always read
she's watching. She's watching on the Roku app right now.
Yeah, we read her text on there all the time.
No, she wrote, you're much better looking now than when you did the Joe Namath interview.
She's actually said that before.
That's nice.
7 years ago.
That's nice.
She's told me that before.
You're aging well.
Yeah.
How do
I
take
that?
I
think you're better looking now than you were back.
A little facial hair. I'm not going to call that a beard.
You know, you were married to me 7 years ago, too, Suze. You know, right?
I know.
And she was questioning me.
She's blocked that part out of her mind.
I mean, how am I supposed to take such a thing?
As a compliment.
2017, Rich Eisen is offended.
Well, because you were clean shaven.
Like I was clean shaven.
Now you got a little stubble. Not quite a beard, but some stubble.
You've always had the baby face.
Guys, men look so much better as they get older. Like, we start to look like dehydrated prunes, but you guys start to look handsomer.
I've never looked better.
Well, I mean, Chris, I mean, I think you look better, but whatever. But anyway.
All right, Sue.
Mikey, I ordered Taylor Swift's sweatshirt online after the concert, which I think was in May, and they just got here last week.
How much were they, Sue? Can I ask?
Hey, listen,
guys.
Great to talk to you.
That's right. She's pushing back. Trade table up. Hey, Suze, you know, we have to run because we have what's more likely to get to before the end of the hour. And before we get to that, Mike just said when we were talking about Taylor Swift
or Tyler,
that Mike said back in the day, because I mentioned how Taylor plays as long as Springsteen, based on your report. Knowing you've gone to dozens of Springsteen concerts, he said he used to work undercover with the New Jersey State Police looking for scalpers outside of Springsteen concerts, and I have to dive into that.
I think that is so exciting, so cool, and so insane. And I will tell you the biggest difference between Taylor Swift and Bruce Springsteen is that she changes outfits a lot more than he does.
Not bad. Yeah. Okay.
He usually sweats in his.
Well, I need to.
Mike, pull out your badge, Mikey.
Yeah.
Tell him who's boss.
All right. I need to unpack that story, much like you need to later on tonight unpack that way overstuffed carry-on bag that you have above your seat that you probably had no business bringing on this flight. But it's all good.
My stuff takes up the entire plane, and
fantastic.
Yet I got it all on.
There you go.
All right, guys.
Take her. Susie Schuster, everybody. Just down the road on the runway.
Goodness gracious.
Elbowing people. It's funny. Susie said people were elbowing. Do you think she was people? was Susie people?
My wife is people. My wife is people. People magazine. Mike.
So I you know, I was young as Mike. I was 18, 19.
Yeah, makes sense.
You were on the police force locally in Livingston, New Jersey as a teenager.
With a live firearm.
I knew a couple. I used to do it for a lot of concerts. So basically, I wanted younger guys to go around and kind of poke. I did the T-shirt guys, too. I'd go up to those guys, too.
Are you saying you entrapped Garden State?
Yeah, exactly. We weren't entrapping. We were seeing.
That is entrapping.
Because here's the thing. There were, back then, the paper tickets, there were like fake tickets going around.
Of course.
Today, it's very hard to do that. So like bigger concerts, when they would come in, they'd want guys. And I had a couple friends and we would go that were like state troopers.
Right.
And they're like, Mike, if you want a little side gig, we want young looking guys to walk around and kind of
make it look like you're looking for tickets.
We did 100 different things.
Right.
But it was the greatest part about this was, which now I'm admitting, another reason I'm going to hell. I would get tickets. And I would be able to give them to my friends because these tickets, they weren't going to go anywhere. So my friends,
I thought they were fake tickets.
Not always fake. If you were scalping them and they were legit.
Hold on a second.
Come on down.
That's a place in heaven, Rich.
Wait a minute. So I have to understand this. You.
Yes.
Being an 18-year-old, fresh-faced individual.
About 18 and a half.
Okay.
19.
Let's round down. Okay. My God, it's like my child. Like seriously, I haven't heard that from my kids in a while. Dad, I'm 6 and a half. Okay, so
I was a little older than
whatever. You're a teenager.
Yes.
The cops in New Jersey were looking for scalpers. Use you as the bait.
I was the bait.
You were bait.
They wanted me to go into
outside of Brendan Byrne Arena. Where were you?
Brendan Byrne.
Home of the Devils.
Giant Stadium.
Home of the Devils.
The Devils had just gotten there. 83.
Okay.
Yeah.
Home of the Nets.
The Nets were playing.
Drazen Petrovic, may he rest in peace, might have been hooping.
And then Giant Stadium.
That might be a little too old.
I think that's too old.
Yeah. You were older than that.
It was great. It was like the greatest game of all time.
So anyway, you're out there, and at one point in time, you're looking for fake tickets, but you're also looking for people who might have been like last second. There was no, you know, secondary ticket markets. You're like, screw it. My friend didn't come or my other friend didn't come. I got two. I'll just walk around and I'll try to make a little extra scratch, which, by the way, Ticketmaster is doing right now on our backs.
Legally. Like, okay? Theoretically.
With fees awful. And all sorts of fees on top of fees.
It's awful.
You know, they got the best of all worlds, right?
They got Ticketmaster.
Yeah, and the same way that the LIV and the PGA Tour have an agreement to get an agreement, they got fees for the fees.
Ticketmaster got the green jacket.
Okay, so... You're looking for somebody. So somebody went to the game, went to the concert one day.
Too.
Okay. They go there.
Giants.
And they walk up to this impressionable young man from Livingston, New Jersey, who is actually an undercover.
But we didn't arrest them.
Okay. No, all right. You took their tickets.
We just took them. We didn't arrest.
And then you would then take those and use them?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Mike.
What do you think we're going to do with
them? Well done. That's a good move. I respect that. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. So
what are you gonna, they're not gonna. Nobody's gonna use them.
No one's gonna.
Somebody's gotta use them.
Somebody's gotta use them.
By the way, that's what you say like week four, NFL season when the Rams are hosting somebody and you don't want to go to the game.
Cardinals, hit me up. Did you go DM me?
Yeah, Pittsburgh's already sold.
DM me.
Is that it? Pittsburgh's sold. No, it's week six. Oh, my bad.
Sorry.
Pittsburgh's already sold.
So you would take it from somebody
and
say, that's illegal. That's illegal, but you're free to go.
No, but you could have arrested him. That was a high, like back then in the 80s, that was big.
I remember.
By the way, I used to buy scalp tickets. Oh, I went to see you two probably 50 times on buying scalp tickets because I had a guy that actually did it illegally. His brother played for the Giants, and I will never mention his name.
Peyton Manning's brother? Okay.
But basically, his brother, he had a connection that would get us tickets in the Meadowlands. So I would go to every time they played.
Meadowlands.
But yeah, Rich, that was a great gig. I get the T-shirt.
That was a great gig.
I'd get to hang out outside of concerts, get some free food, maybe get some tickets, and go and see it from some poor schmuck and trying to make $50.
Right. By the way, you missed one thing. Also drank beer walking around with a beer in my hand.
Right?
Also walked around with a beer in my hand.
At 18. And a half. That's great.
Yeah.
With a gun on you.
Right? With a gun and a badge.
That was probably in his sock.
Rich, I say this with all sincerity.
Livingston's finest.
There is no doubt, 100%, there was no reason that anyone should have ever.
Let's go to break with a positive spin.
Yeah,
the fact that you're not doing that now, and you're doing this now.
Could have been retired.
People in New Jersey going to concerts and games much safer.
Well, at least they
much safer.
In. They might get in without buying their scalp tickets. They're making money like Ticketmaster.
Oh my God!
Wow.
And that's the guy who scored a hat trick and one line.
Yeah. One shift.
One shift.
With my line.
That's the guy.
Scoring it on one line. Oh, by the way,
you want to
be
two goals.
My ticket scalper.
No, your ticket scalper. Repossessor.
All right, we'll take a break. What's more likely when we come back? A favorite. There he is.
Hey.
Would you oversell tickets to this man?
Mikey Gretzky.
Back here on the program. Okay, do we have a photograph of somebody? There he is.
Look at that guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at that guy. That was a good-looking cop.
And then so somebody walks up to this guy.
Yeah, I look like I'm 12 in that picture.
I know. And says, wait a minute.
You look old in that picture.
Aren't you the guy I saw score three goals on one line shift in that high school game?
Year before that. The 2 years before that.
What, the hockey was 2 years before the cop?
I was a cop.
We're putting pieces together. It's like a puzzle.
It's crazy. I'd be retired right now sitting on a beach in New Jersey.
Is that right?
No. 30, Mike, you can't 86. Quit anything. You'd still be working.
86.
Dude, you're leaving us next week to do a Yankees-Angels game for YES. Like, you know, because you love the Yankees and you.
Oh, yeah, I've got it. Those are dreams. Those are dream gigs. For sure.
I got to do it.
Oh, man, it's going to be awesome. I cannot wait to hear Josh Donaldson strike out three times.
It's going
to
be fun. Yes. Yeah, please.
Is Judge back?
Ooh, he may be back.
I don't know. I think the latest is that Aaron Boone said he heard rumblings that Judge might be close.
Rumblings.
He's the manager. He should probably
I don't
know more than rumblings. Just throw it
exactly. Hold on. Look, I got Judge on my fantasy. Let's see if there's an update on the ESPN
more
fantasy.
Rumblings.
Hold on.
You're
no,
the
there's
manager
no update.
Of the team.
There's no update.
I heard rumblings.
No update. All right.
Are you kidding me?
That's what he said. I might have misread it.
What are we doing, Aaron?
What Brock, we're doing is we're
what are we doing?
We're opening up against the Rockies, who can't win a damn game. So let's go.
Yeah, they stink. You guys should be able to score some runs.
Let's get two or three there, or if not all three, head into the good people of Anaheim and show Ohtani what it's like. Hey, Shohei, don't you want to wear a Star Insurance patch on your arm? That's the opener. And hey, anybody who goes to those games, you watch out for Mike Del Tufo, okay?
Don't scalp your Ohtani.
Back here in the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Okay, it's our Friday staple. Let's do it. It's popular. The kids love it. It's time for What's More Likely right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hit it.
What? What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
All righty. What do we got over there, Christopher?
This guy who's never here on a Friday looks at me and goes, do I play music?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you play music,
what do
Mike?
I do?
What
do
I
do?
Got it. I had it ready.
What do you got?
Mike, we got four NFL, then we're going to switch music.
Perfect. Basketball. I'm set. Boom.
Where you at,
Miller?
Goodness
gracious. You guys good? All right, what's more likely? Who's more likely the running back to be on the field week one? Saquon or Josh Jacobs?
Saquon.
Jacobs.
I know that's your hope. I don't know what's going on in Vegas. I don't have any sense of them doing what they need to do, which
seems
is
very not
pay him. I think they're like, hey man, you know, we didn't pick up your fifth year option,
and then he won the rushing title,
and then you win the rushing title, and guess what? We think $10.1 million is absolutely a good figure for you. We were going to let you walk, and you proved us wrong. So here's $10 million. I mean, that's look at what everyone else at the position is making. That is way up there, bud. And we just got here, and we know you've been here. We know Mayock drafted you, but, you know, we come from a system where, you know, Antoine Smith went into Corey Dillon and went into Lawrence Maroney. Like, we won titles with those guys.
Yep. James White.
LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah, LeGarrette.
Let's play for $10 million. That's the way I sense it. The Giants obviously have a relationship with Saquon that they feel needs to be had for years to come.
They need to get that.
I will say, Saquon week one is a better choice than Josh Jacobs. What else, Chris?
How about this one? The more likely the free agent running back to find a home first, Dalvin Cook, Zeke Elliott, Leonard Fournette.
I think it's Dalvin Cook, and then I feel Zeke's going back home to Dallas. Come on, man.
No.
They need him.
We need somebody.
They could use him.
We mentioned Cincinnati is a good spot for Zeke before.
Yeah, he's done well in Ohio.
Yeah, he's fared well.
So let me just see here. Cowboys depth chart. I'm looking forward to Deuce Vaughn hopefully making that team.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's not who's gonna bang it in from inside the five.
No.
Malik Davis, Ronald Jones, Deuce Vaughn. Okay.
Just saying.
Dalvin, and then I'll even give you the order. Dalvin, and then Zeke, and then Fournette.
As scripted.
As scripted, left to right.
By the way, when are those scripts coming in?
They don't.
Oh.
What's up, Chris? What do you got?
Let's talk quarterbacks. Injured NFC West QB to have a better 2023
Stafford.
Season. Out on the West, because apparently he's healthy. Brock Purdy or Kyler Murray?
But, dude, Stafford was injured all last year, and that's your point about how the Rams are going to stink this year, because last year is indicative of who Stafford's going to be this year.
He's not currently
injured. Why wouldn't you even put him on the list?
Because he's not currently injured.
I'll go Brock Purdy. He's going to actually probably start week one for a team that has a chance to win a Super Bowl, and Kyler Murray is still rehabbing, and then at some point the Cardinals are going to look at him and say, you stay where you are. We don't want to risk you. We'd rather just tank the whole way. And then he might be in the Justin Fields spot. He might wind up in the Josh Rosen spot, where you're wondering, Do we keep him or use the first overall pick?
Kyler Murray said it's his goal to be back by week one.
Got it. Okay. I'll go Brock Purdy. And then Stafford. And then Kyler Murray.
Stafford again, not currently injured.
I got it.
By all reports.
Understood. Injured from last year. Coming back. If he was an NBA player, they would sit him out a few games for load management.
That's very possible. Yep. That's very possible. All right. How about this one? Since you just poo-pooed the quarterbacks. More likely, the division to have more teams make the Super Bowl this year. Okay, follow me.
I got you.
The division to have more teams to make the Super Bowl. AFC, NFC West, or AFC, NFC East?
See, I've got to go AFC, NFC West, even though I think the East is the toughest division. I just think the NFC East doesn't carry the weight.
They had the Super Bowl representative last year.
I understand that. I just don't think they carry the weight top to bottom.
Yes.
I just don't. I think the AFC, NFC West, I would take those. Who's over the AFC. The AFC East, I mean, three of the four teams we know can make the Super Bowl. And the AFC West, you know.
Same intensity.
Two of the four. Yeah, I'll stick with my I'll stick with it. So AFC East, you got three. NFC East, you got one. Then you got the AFC West. You got the AFC West that's got two, maybe three, and then you got the NFC West that's got two, maybe three. So that's my thinking.
So it's four, maybe six against.
Yeah.
Three, maybe one.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Three, maybe four.
That's it. Because you know the Jets have a much better roster than the Dallas Cowboys going into this season. Much better. So.
Much better?
Yeah.
If we did a redraft.
What happened? Is his microphone off over
if
there?
If we did
what?
A redraft.
Yeah, I had to turn it off so I wouldn't curse.
And the only two players available are Micah and Sauce. What's the order?
Micah and then Sauce.
Yeah.
Because one can just take away the passing game from this one side of the field and just cause the quarterback to have to look to another side of the field. The other one can actually cause the pass to not actually leave somebody's hand. So you understand that?
Well, at least you
quarterback
got
fades back to pass. Like if I'm a quarterback, let's just say TJ is Sauce Gardner. Okay.
I'd be cool with that.
That means I can't. I'm not even looking over
congrats.
There. That means I'm not even looking in that direction.
You're like 40 years
I'm only
younger.
Looking over there. I'm looking at you and a former New Jersey police officer. Okay. However, if this is Micah Parsons, I might not be looking at anybody but the ceiling.
That's a fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what else, Chris?
All right. Speaking of the Cowboys, this one's for you, TJ.
Take that statement back.
No, but that's one guy. That's one guy.
One guy.
That's one guy.
One
Quinnen guy. Williams could be that guy because guys. He also affects the running game from the middle.
All right, run out of time.
Okay.
TJ, more likely to win a championship in Dallas.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Dak or Luka?
Yes.
Dak.
Good one. Okay.
Dak Prescott.
Okay.
More likely out of the two of them?
You know what he's going to say. Come on.
I know.
And I would agree.
And he knows what in his heart he believes
agree.
That to be true.
I would agree.
You know the Mavs ain't winning no title anytime soon.
Although
Luka's nice.
Although the Cowboys don't have anybody to smudge the opposing stadium. The Mavericks do have somebody who's going to go into a place and get rid of all the bad mojo.
Just cleanse.
That he left behind.
Cleanse.
So.
Jabril right. Cox is our smudger.
All right, most the disappointing team of the first half to most likely to turn it around in the second half. Mets or Padres?
Oh, Mets. These are all easy.
Oh, my gosh. I'll go Padres.
Come on.
And I love Buck. Dude, Scherzer and Verlander need to turn back the clock. Fast.
I mean.
Okay?
Fast.
Let's go.
Fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're old.
Yeah. Is that it?
One more. Right. Okay. This is a fun one. Did you see the pictures of Lionel Messi at Publix last night?
No.
Circulating?
No,
he's in Miami. He's at Publix. The people don't know who he is. He's shopping. Guys are taking selfies. But I noticed in his cart, okay, he had three boxes of cereal. The cereal from Messi's cart you'd most likely eat for breakfast. Mini Wheats, Lucky Charms, or Fruit Loops.
Oh, you got to go Lucky Charms, Fruit Loops, and then Mini Wheats in that order.
See, I would go Mini Wheats.
No, please.
Then Fruit Loops. Get out of here. Charms.
Lucky Charms have Lucky Charms have the little marshmallows in it, man. That just it's a little different texture and it's really good. Fruit Loops are fantastic. Okay, because you also have the sugar that's on the outside of the loop.
I'm a Mini Wheat fan, though.
Get out of here.
I like Mini Wheats.
Frosted Mini Wheats.
Get out of here.
I don't like Lucky Charms.
I don't know. Were they frosted or not?
Frosted?
Important.
Oh, yeah, that's a big fact.
Frosted Mini Wheats.
Because they're just like regular non-frosted Mini Wheats.
Good one.
That's a different story.
Good one.
By the way, great big finish. Scherzer's 8-3. I just want to point that out.
Big finish. Thanks for that information.
Yeah, well, you know.
Tom Pelissero coming up.
Tommy P.
Imagine if you're at Publix
and there's Lionel Messi
at 9 p.m. at night and you're just walking around and you're like,
can we put that picture back up again?
Does Messi not know about Instacart?
Apparently not.
So they'll put it up here. Put it up one more time if you
don't
mind.
There were a couple others. The kid had a selfie with him.
Man.
That's wild.
There's this woman on the back on the phone has no clue who's in front of him.
What's going on? What's with the plastic?
Who's the most famous person you've seen in the grocery store while you've been
there? Yo, the other day, no joke, Roy Firestone asked me about ice cream.
Really?
Just walked up to you?
Whoa.
He was in line behind me. I had these little mini cones, and he looks at me and goes, where'd you get those mini cones?
Did you start crying on the spot?
I was going to say,
did you start crying?
He was wearing an Orioles hat, and I thought it was him, and then I heard him on the phone and say, hey, he was like leaving a message for someone. Hey, it's Roy. And I'm like, okay, obviously it's who I thought it was.
Did you tell him where to find the mini cones?
I did. I was like, they're about halfway down in the ice cream. I was like, those things are so good. I'm like, I know.
Did he have you at hello?
Roy.
Bigger, taller in person.
Really?
Yeah.
The most famous person in the grocery store.
Anyway, that was last week.
Good one?
Yeah.
Messi goes plastic, not paper.
I go plastic.
I don't think he knows.
He should.
But I reuse the plastic bags.
You may have to.
I thought people who've been around Europe, you know, bring their own bags.
It's Florida. There's no
Florida. Yeah, there's no
water. That's right.
My
bad.
It's the Wild West there, bro.
I forgot.
No rules.
The water there is only 90 degrees off the coast of Miami right now, by the way.
No rules.
No, but whatever. All right. Tom Pelissero when we come back.
How wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain on 83 Weeks.
Collision has been struggling a little bit out of the gate with these ticket sales.
A little bit out of the gate. This was a major show announced on a major network with what everybody thought was this huge star, CM Punk. I said he was going to be the biggest financial flop in wrestling history, and I think I'm being proven right every minute of the day.
83 Weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.